Hey, what's happening, folks? Matt Richards here. Hope everybody is well and good. Welcome to the Complete Marketer Podcast. Coming to you live this week from the northeast of England, up towards Lincolnshire, actually, where I'm on holiday till Friday, which is pretty cool. So I wanted to, anyway, speak about today making life a lot more simple. And what I mean by that is, if anybody's followed me on social media for a while, you kind of realize by now that, or you, if you haven't realized by now, you will realize by, a very short period of time, that I kind of like the easy life. You know, I'm not lazy. I'm not sort of somebody that just wants to sit there and do nothing all day. But I'm also the type of person that will just literally try to cut as much nonsense out of my life as possible and just focus on what's important, you know. And this is the thing, like, I had a lot of people sort of inbox me saying stuff like, Matt, have you heard about this that's happening? This person said this and this has said that. And if you've ever inboxed me anything like that, you'll probably realize my response by now is, I don't really care what's going on. I'm kind of busy doing what I do, or I'm not really bothered, or I'm not really following, or I'm not really sure what's going on, or I'm not really interested. And the reason why I'm like that is because I don't think enough people actually focus on what's important. You know, the amount of times I've seen people or heard people become obsessed with rubbish, like, you know, talking about what's going on in other companies. Like, Matt, have you heard about this company that's got all their products gone out of stock and they aren't paying their reps? And I'm like, I don't really care, to be honest with you. I mean, I care for the sake of people who aren't getting paid, and I care for the sake of people who are getting hurt, but I don't care as in I want to gossip about it. Or somebody will say to me, hey, Matt, have you heard what this coach is doing? And I'm like, no. Or, hey, Matt, have you heard what is happening here? No. So I think the thing is with a lot of people is they get so fixated on everything else. You know, like, my upline's got this sort of thing going on, or this person in my team's hit a rank before me, or there's somebody else in another company that's doing this and doing that, or this person said this online, or this conspiracy theory, or that conspiracy theory. And then at the end of the month, they're scratching their head wondering why their pay packet or their income isn't anywhere near where they want it to be. And the thing is, even if you're spending like 10 minutes a day in nonsense like this, that's over an hour a week. That's 4 hours a month. You know, now if you message just one person every 10 minutes, you know, then you're talking literally like, what, 6, 12, 18, 20, an extra 24 people you could speak to. That's if you're sending one message every 10 minutes. I'm sure you guys can probably send one message a minute, you know, which I'd hope a lot of people can do. So if you could send one message a minute, you're talking in excess of over 240 people extra you could contact a month if you stop spending 10 minutes a day just listening to absolute nonsense. You know, so this is the thing, like, an extra 240 people, if you recruit, I don't know, maybe 10% of those people, that's 24 people coming into your team. And all you've done is stop getting fixated on rubbish, stop reading rubbish, stop talking rubbish, stop taking notes of what everybody else is doing and just focusing on your own game. And I think this is like one of those podcasts where, do I really need to say this? Is this one of those episodes that really needs to happen? But when you're in the industry for as long as I am and you kind of just take a back seat and look at what everybody's doing, it's amazing how many people are just fixated on crap that is absolutely nothing to do with their life and nothing to do with their business. And then they're just confused why they're stuck, and they're confused why things aren't working. They're confused why their business seems like, you know, they feel like they're running through treacle when they're building a business. I think more people, what you need to do is have a look at the areas in your life that actually need focus. You know, if you're not bringing people in, prospecting is the most important thing, not what somebody down the street is doing or what they've said or whatever. Have a look at where you're wasting time. Have a look at the type of content you're consuming. If you're reading the news every 5 minutes and then your mindset shit and you're wondering why, well, maybe because you're fixated on rubbish and negativity that is posted in the news constantly. You know, if you feel like you haven't got time to build your business and you're super stressed out because you've got kids and a job and all this type of stuff, but you're still finding time to argue online about whether people should wear a mask or not, or about the virus or about lockdown or about politics or about Boris Johnson or whatever else it is people want to talk about, then again, that's just a case of broken priorities. You know, obviously you're not going to feel like you've got much time if you're spending all your spare time on crap that isn't important. So it's just one of those messages today. I haven't really had a plan for today's podcast. It's just over the last couple of days, I've seen a lot of people just becoming really fixated on rubbish. And to me, I just find it confusing. You know, life is too short for you to focus on crap that's not important. Life is too short to become fixated on stuff you cannot control. Life is too short to become fixated and obsessed with what other people are doing. And life is too short for you to not do the best that you can do inside your business and getting distracted by every Tom, Dick and Harry online. You know, focus on your own game. A bit like when people do the 100-meter sprint. You know, when you see Usain Bolt do the 100-meter sprint, staring ahead, go. Run as hard as you can. Go watch 100-meter sprints in the Olympics. Head in front and run as hard as you can. They're not spinning around and wondering what's going on and taking time to watch everybody else or all this type of stuff. They're head down running as hard as they can. Why? Because that is how you win. That is how you get ahead. That is how you get better. You know, the people who get stuck and people who are sort of frustrated, the people who don't make any money, are the ones who are obsessed with a load of crap that they cannot control. So I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. If you did, remember to follow and subscribe to this channel. If you haven't done so yet, please take 5 minutes or 5 seconds to, I should say, don't take 5 minutes, take 5 seconds to click the share button. I'd really appreciate that so I can help as many people as I possibly can. But guys, whatever you're doing today, have the most amazing day, and I'll catch you all very soon on the next episode. Bye-bye.